This is Morning Edition. I'm Will Michaels. It's been 6 months since Helene ravaged Western North Carolina, and it's been 5 months since state lawmakers allocated more than $1 billion to jumpstart the region's recovery. But about two-thirds of that money still hadn't been spent as of mid-February. The slow spending by state agencies caught the attention of Senate Leader Phil Berger.
I think we need to look a little more carefully about that. I don't know that I know enough about the specifics, but the fact that there are a couple of news stories does raise concerns, and I think they are concerns that need to be addressed.
WUNC's Capital Bureau Chief Colin Campbell has been looking into the unspent funds for Helene recovery, and he joins me now. Hey, Colin.
Hey, Will.
So what jumped out to you as you were looking into this unspent money?
Yeah, so I had to tally up. This is money for a variety of things, everything from debris cleanup to helping small businesses and child care centers recover in the aftermath, helping local governments. And all in all, about $750 million as of this tally that the state put out in mid-February is still unspent from this October funding, even as we're talking about another round of recovery funding that's been passed by the legislature in the last few weeks. And it's this really big mixed bag. Some things have been fully spent, some things are partially spent, and then there's some that really sort of seemed like they had made no progress at all. One was a $10 million allocation to help childcare facilities in Western North Carolina recover. That was sent to the Department of Health and Human Services in October. They were supposed to forward it on to another group called the Partnership for Children, but that forwarding of money didn't happen until late February, and so now Partnership for Children is just now starting the process of sending that money to their local partnerships and get grants applications in from different child care centers that need that money. And of course, this money that these child care centers probably needed months and months ago and only now are getting access to.
Right. So what are the heads of these state agencies saying about why the funding is being delayed?
Well, for a lot of the funding categories here, the concern is that they're waiting on the federal government to make decisions about federal funding and some of the matching related to that. Jonathan Krebs is the governor's Western North Carolina recovery advisor. Here's what he said to a legislative oversight committee recently.
A lot of this is kind of working through its process, and some of these funds are intended to be spent over the course of a year or over 18 months. And so there may be reasons for specific delays and why all of the funds aren't expended, you know, here as we stand today.
So that's the matching funding, and that does make a fair amount of this. A lot of this money was sent to the Emergency Management Division to do these kind of matches. But some of the other things, like the child care funding I mentioned, isn't necessarily tied to federal funding. So some of those things is just a matter of the state wheels of bureaucracy seem to move slowly. But a lot of it is the federal funding matches that need to come into place, and certainly the state overall. While Congress appropriated funding for Helene back in December, a lot of the money from federal agencies has been very slow to sort of go through the pipeline and actually get to North Carolina.
So one of the spending categories was for loan programs to help small businesses. Has that money gone out?
A lot of it has. In most of those cases, a decent chunk has gone out in terms of bridge loans to small businesses. That funding was not as popular as initially thought. A lot of these businesses want grants instead, so they didn't get as many applications as they've had. But ultimately, we have seen about $30 million go out to nearly 500 businesses. Another loan program to businesses that has not been popular at all was for underground storage tanks. These are sort of like the underground tanks at gas stations that store the gas. There was $22 million to provide loans to businesses to clean those up and repair the damages there. But out of that $22 million, only $340,000 was spent of that. There just were not that many applicants for this loan program. So I think a lot of businesses really wanted grants. The state was really going for loans.
So to make things worse, there are several wildfires burning in Western North Carolina right now. And officials say that storm debris is from Helene is part of what's fueling the fire. What's the status of the debris cleanup funding that the legislature approved in December?
Yeah, so in December, there was a $25 million allocation to the Department of Agriculture for debris cleanup. But as of now, none of that has been spent. I spoke to the folks at the Department of Agriculture, and they explained that that's also something that is supposed to be used for things that the federal government is not going to cover, and they don't yet know what the federal government will cover. So all that money, again, is sitting in a bank account. I will note that there's other ways that debris cleanup work is happening, either through the federal level, from federal agencies, from other state agencies. But this money that was in the December disaster relief legislation is not getting spent right now, even though the needs are pretty immense out there to get this debris and vegetation off the ground so it's not going to fuel wildfires as we get into the wildfire season.
Have any of the programs that were funded last year been fully spent at this point?
There were a few out of these October bills, most notably the money paid for school facilities to be repaired. They actually went beyond the amount that was allocated towards that, so that's going to require some additional state funding in the future. There was a tourism marketing allocation for about $5 million. That was fully spent out to try to get visitors to come back to Western North Carolina, and there was also money for helping people with rent and utility payments that got fully spent. But those were really the main ones that ended up having all the allocations out the door within the first few months of this bill becoming a law.
So state lawmakers just passed another $500 million Helene recovery bill a few weeks ago. We talked about Senate Leader Phil Berger being concerned about the rate at which this money is going out. Is he or are his colleagues concerned about this latest round?
I think that is a big concern from the lawmakers that I've talked to. They do say that they're putting some stuff in this new bill that requires additional reporting on a more regular basis from different state agencies that are getting some of this money to report back to lawmakers on how much is being spent so they can track it on a month-to-month basis and see where things are getting sluggish and maybe try to take some actions that could speed up the process. So we'll see how that goes and how quickly this latest round of relief funding gets out to the people that need it.
Colin Campbell, WUNC's Capital Bureau Chief, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Will.